Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host, and I am in awe at the fact that it is the end of yet another year. 2021 has flown by just like at record speed, and I can't also believe that it is my fourth year doing on the Light Podcast a recap episode of the year. These are super therapeutic for me. It is a ritual now that I have listening to the previous year's episodes as I prep for this year as a way to reflect and plan for the year. And so I would encourage you, if you haven't already, go ahead and listen back to last year's episode, which was entitled 2021 Be Good to Us. And that us is myself and my best friend, Bree. If you don't know, every year, this is our third year doing this. This is a ritual, this is tradition now. We sit down and we just chop it up and reflect on the year that is passing us, right? And prepare and celebrate for the year that is ahead of us in all of their glory. So I urge you to go ahead and listen back. And I also urge you to just sit back, relax, as we are in at this moment. We're a few hours away from 2021. And I hope this is a treat for you. Let's go ahead and jump right into this week's episode of The Light. Bree.
Hello, Amira.
How you doing, sis?
Oh, you know, I've been better.
What a way to start off our reflection. We are back, bro. It is our third year doing this. I would think that it is safe to say that this is an official friend tradition that we have.
Yes. Unless we break the tradition by not calling at 12 o'clock one day.
Oh, my God. Sometimes you just have to let stuff go. Was that not like 10 years ago?
Just saying. No, it wasn't 10 years ago. It was a few years ago. Okay. Maybe five.
Five sounds more realistic. Okay. Well, anyway, this is a friend tradition. We're 3 years into this. We look very different, our lives. Look very different as we are celebrating what was 2021 and as we are getting ready to welcome and also celebrate 2022. And I feel like before we even do anything, because this year is so different, I feel like we first have some things that we both need to get off of our chest. And so I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to you. Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Anything you want to announce?
No, not really.
We rehearsed this. We practiced this.
JK. I am expecting a beautiful little baby boy in March of next year.
I love it. Mm-hmm. You said it so just, I'm expecting a baby boy.
Hey, I mean, I've gotten over the initial shock and excitement and all that great stuff. At this point, I'm just ready for my baby.
Okay, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm sure that's going to frame a lot of what we talk about today.
It definitely is.
And when we talk about reflection, when we talk about our goals for the year. So I want to thank you for the courage that it took you to share that news with us on the Light Podcast.
Absolutely. What about you? What's your announcements?
So I have an announcement as well at this moment. If you're listening and you follow me and or my mother on Facebook, you know this already. But I, in 2021, have had... I was about to try to make it fancy. I got engaged. And so I am planning to be married in the year of 2022. And for me, that has been a life-changing move that will also shape a lot of my reflection as well as my goals for 2022.
Yep. Congratulations, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So now that the cats are out of the bags, I want to go ahead and jump into it. And again, saying, you know, letting those things not be the sole purpose, of what we talk about today, but I just, again, think that it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to just talk and then kind of talk around those things. So just naming them on the front end. But I am curious, sis, just overall with everything, with your announcement and then every other thing that you have going on, what are your like overall feelings as we reflect on 2021? How do you feel about 2021?
Honestly, I thought a lot about this earlier. First of all, I feel like I've been pregnant all year. So we could just start there. I haven't, obviously, but I feel like I have. I can't remember anything before it. That's usually difficult for me anyway, because this year just seemed to kind of zoom by. Honestly, it's kind of weird that we're talking right now on New Year's Eve, literally the day before January of 2022, because I vividly remember New Year's Eve 2021. And obviously it looks totally different, and obviously there, you know, things have happened. I'm having a hard time remembering this year from last year, distinguishing the two. It's a lot. But I can say that the one consistent thing is just a lot of blessings. You know, one of my pivotal sayings and things that I kind of live by is that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen. And just kind of really sitting in those moments and being thankful and just not taking those for granted is my biggest takeaway, I believe, from the year.
We love that.
Mm-hmm.
We love that. And I do want to apologize. It's bothering me. It may not be bothering you or the listeners, but the people have started their fireworks show.
So I can't hear it.
Okay, good. It's bothering me. But good. Thank you for sharing that, sis. I relate to a lot of your sentiments as I reflect on 2021. It does feel like a blur. Like, I think I had a moment where I don't know if it was like a recap or something, and I realized that WAP came out, WAP with Megan and Cardi B, that it came out in 2020 and not 2021. And at that moment was the moment that I was like, oh, these years are one. 2020 and 2021, in my brain, it's one. It has went really fast. I, too, remember us sitting here last year. I vividly also remember 2019. As we were so excited and going into 2020, that feels like that was yesterday. So it has flown. Our lives are just completely different, and it blows my mind all the time. But I agree with your sentiment of blessings. I've been sitting as I've done my little New Year's Eve rituals today, and I've been reflecting and just really in gratitude and just thankful for all that I have, all that I have had, all that I have, and all that I will have. So grateful, I think, overall is the sentiment that I have as we are saying goodbye to 2021. It doesn't feel like I'm kicking 2021 out or like ready for it to go, very much how I felt in 2020. But I am also excited for what will be 2022.
Yep, well said, well said.
Thank you. Look at you up in your belly.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, anyway, sorry. What was I about to say? Oh, okay. So here's the time to put you in the hot seat. So we do this. One reason why we started doing this show, one reason why I even do this podcast, is for the purposes of accountability. I be saying a lot of stuff on here, and this is kind of like a journal. It's a way for me to go back and listen to episodes, sometimes see the growth that I have. Sometimes also see you like, girl, you said that goal and you played the whole year. Spoiler alert, that's going to happen today for me. But I'm going to put you in the hot seat and remind you of some things that you stated as your goals for 2021. And I'm just curious of, you know, where are we at with it? So for your first goal, you said that you wanted to be debt-free-ish. Your second goal was to secure a new job. Your third goal was to flourish in your business.
Can you finish?
And your fourth goal was being consistent. So sis, let me and the people know, what did we do? How you doing?
Let me tell you something. I think I said last year that I want to at least begin these goals. Now, as far as finishing or coming to some sort of stopping point, probably not, except for one of them. The process of these goals are ongoing for the most part. But yeah, to be 100% honest, let's go through them. Debt-free-ish. I did pay off my car and bought another one to support my growing family. And
not my growing family.
That worked out to where that's paid off as well. After I sold the car after I bought it off, then I got another one. So actually that's something that I am proud of. Everything else I have not paid much attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like all these curveballs and going on in my life, I just haven't made it a priority. But again, it's ongoing, right? So it's like, it's something that's still on my mind. It's something I'm still cautious of. And, you know, I still have a plan for it. I just haven't dug into it as much as I wanted to this year. But, you know, one thing off my checklist. To create a new job. So, yeah. I finally was released from the hellhole that was my job. Will not call it by name because it does not deserve that type of recognition on the light.
Period.
But yeah, just recently. So challenge within itself because I am bringing a new life into this world in March and start my new job in January. So I think one of the things that I do want to highlight with that is, one, the decision and how I came to it, and two, the understanding of the company, because I did let them know ahead of time, hey, I'm going to be on maternity leave soon. Before they even sent me an offer, and they still went through with the offer, they were actually very supportive, you know, didn't sway their decision at all. Beautiful, love that. But it helped solidify my decision because being 100% transparent, you already know this, but the way that the market is right now, the job market and everything, most of the time when you get an offer from another company, your company is going to do whatever they can, try to keep you. And that was my situation. But I decided, really with the help of my baby, to choose an option that was better for me mentally, better for me in growing my career, better for me, you know, and fulfillment of a job, right? Because I was just kind of stuck in a job that I didn't like. I knew how to do it, but I didn't love it. Wasn't getting any fulfillment, wasn't getting any career growth options or anything like that. Not until I decided to leave. And so by that point, obviously it was too late. And then I was just confirmed in my decision as time went on. And so very, very happy about that. I started in a week or two. I don't even know what today is anymore. So that happened. My business. What business? No, I have not done anything at all towards it this year. But I'm still not giving up, right? Like, I feel like that's something that we created, and that's something that I think can always be revived. And, you know, once we take a different outlook on it and put our effort and energy into it, I know it could be something amazing. It's just not a focus for me right now. And then staying consistent. Yeah, no, I have not worked out since maybe January.
It's not January.
January, February. Yeah, I just haven't. I guess one of my other kind of announcements is that I'm in a healthy relationship. And so, you know, when you get in relationships, how they just feed you and feed you. And then, you know, everything that you were doing before, it just kind of goes downhill. As far as eating habits, as far as working out, I have stayed consistent with therapy. Very proud of that for myself. And so that's one thing that has stayed consistent. But as far as like taking time out for myself or working out or eating better, no. And then the baby doesn't help that because I just give into all my cravings. Excuse me. But it is something I want to focus on next year. But we'll get into that. And yeah, that's it. That's my updates for my goals last year.
We love that. Something that I think that was really beautiful about what you just said was this idea, and I was thinking about this earlier too, like this idea of like setting a goal, right? Specifically when we talk about like New Year's resolutions, we talked about this on the show before of like, oh, you got to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to do it. You set the goal, you have to do it. But what I'm learning and what I just learned also in what you said is that it may take a minute. Right? It's a progress. It's an effort. I think if the intention is there, if you know it's something you want to do, like, yes, I don't think it's anything wrong with setting the goal. But if you don't make it, I also don't see that as a failure. Right? And in what you said, too, your life is changing or getting ready to or already has changed in a lot of different ways. And so I appreciate it hearing you just give yourself that grace to just be like, yeah, I didn't. But like not beat yourself up about it or not like down yourself, just kind of step into that and own that. So thank you for that, sis.
Yeah,
I learned something from that as you said that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, since we're on the topic of goals, I have yours, but you're going to have to elaborate if I'm not 100% on the mark here. The first one I see is that you want to be more intentional about meditation. That's mine. Then you said something about feeling pretty, which we've talked about this a few times. We talked about it last year on the podcast and in person. So I can't wait to see what you say about that, but we'll discuss. It's like taking more selfies, things like that. And then more connected, being a better friend, being a better coworker, things of that sort. You also had some financial goals that I'm not sure if were a part of your goals or if it was just something that you kind of threw out there. One was paying off your car. And then you actually put a number on your debt. So I'm not going to say it. I just want you to elaborate on it.
Okay. Yeah, you hit it. You did that, sis. That's exactly what I remember and recall from my very... vivid memory and not going back and listening to the episode. But consistent in meditation. So very much like you, overall with these goals, I will also preface it with, I did my best, I feel like, but some things just were what they were. Things happen. And these are still goals, as I will talk about it a little bit later, that I still want to do. But did I hit them in the way that I said? Spoiler alert, no. But I will say with consistent meditation, what I have learned, while I am not, when I said this last year, I think my intention when I said it was something more like every day, right? Like a meditation routine. And I am not there. I did it for like maybe January, I did it, and I am not there. But what I will say is in moments, something that, shout out to therapy, because therapy, I ain't seen my therapist in a minute. I need to go back to her, but I'm really grateful for a lot of the work that I did there. And one of the things was learning how, my thing is anxiety. And so anytime I'm really stressed or really like, that's my thing. And so what meditation has done for me is I use the meditation in times when I'm anxious. So while I don't do it consistently every day, it is a consistent method that I use when I'm spiraling. It's a consistent method when I use, like now that I know how to pay attention to my body and when I get anxious and what that knows, like I know what that feels like. I literally go to my meditation. I literally go to what I've learned in therapy. So no, I'm not consistent in a routine. I will say like a week or two ago, I did it like every day, but that is not at all what my story has been for the year. But it has been a consistent method that I've used when I've needed it. Oh, I see your hand up. Yes.
So would you say that now thinking about it and now kind of going through the year, you prefer one over the other? Would you prefer it daily or would you just prefer it when you need it?
That's a great question. I think I want to do something daily because I know for me, this, I don't even know if I've made this a goal. It need to be if it's not. But I want to get off of like my phone. I'm really kind of addicted. It's kind of my method right now. When maybe I'm having a thought or maybe I'm having a moment or a feeling, it's like my first thing that I pick up. And so instead of doing that, especially at nighttime when I'm going to bed, I want to replace that with meditation. And so it's something I want to do consistently every day, probably not, but more than what I like do. I want to use it more than just for anxiety, but it also works with just me using it when I'm anxious. It also works that way. That's a good question, sis.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
For my body, yeah. So put more effort in my appearance, feel more pretty. I feel like, honestly, I'm not in the exact same place, but I'm similar to where I was. But I think I'm more comfortable. I will say I'm more comfortable. I've been trying to take more selfies. I think I wrote this. I don't think I shared this on the podcast, but a goal of mine last year was that I didn't cut my hair. I wrote that down. I did. A week ago, I cut my hair. And since then, even before then, I've been trying to be more intentional, specifically with taking pictures. Part of it, I think, is just my phone sucks. And it's not me. It's just my phone. But that's okay. We'll work it out. And yeah, but I have put more overall more effort in my appearance and just accepting my simple style and just creating my closet in a way where I wake up. It's easy for me to like just do what I need to do. And what else did I do? I organized my closet also in a way that made sense for me. Something that has helped me feel more comfortable in putting that effort in my appearance as I wake up. Skincare, my skin is, I wish I could like show you right now a picture of what my skin looked like at the end of 2019 and what it looks like now. World of a difference, okay? Totally different. And so I want to continue to do that. I want to remove, I think I've gotten rid of my acne, but I want to remove some of the scars that are there. But I've been really consistent in just putting the effort in like dedicating and purchasing the products and taking that like 5 minutes that it takes every day to do that routine. And so I'm proud of that. More connected to people, the goal that I have for my soul and be a better friend. I think I have made a valiant effort. Am I where I want to be completely? I feel like I could do a little bit more, but I've been more intentional, specifically with family, even if it's just a happy birthday on Facebook, or even if it's just, you know, as I see my family members, my family really be into Facebook, as you know, from my mom's announcement earlier, but just being more intentional there. I've been intentional about trying to like meet up with my cousins. I've been trying to be intentional with like cousin days. It doesn't always work the way that I want it to, but the intention has been there. Same with friends, checking in more, being like not as passive as I have been in the past. And so I feel like that too. So yeah, that's my goals for the soul. And then for paying my car off, I did day it. I did do that. That is probably the only goal here that I like did that I've listed. I did that back in February. So that also feels like that was like 2020. But as I reflect on the year, that was something I was like, probably the proudest thing I've done this year, if I'm like honest. So that was cool. And then paying also, I did give a number last year. And I want to clarify, because I don't think I made it clear. I made a number and I said that I wanted to pay off $40,000 in debt. And I want to make it clear that I meant like in total and not 40,000 like in last year. Does that make sense? So like total, because I started my debt-free journey in 2020 and I was basically wanting to continue. Long story short, I did not hit that. I'm about like $9,000 short, but I'm planning a wedding. So something got to give. I got to save for that, prioritize for that, because that's not something personally that I want to accumulate debt for. And so I have had to shift my focus a little bit, but overall, I've done a pretty good job. Sorry.
I thought somebody was, it sounded like somebody was outside of my door. Sorry.
But yeah, those are my goals, sis. And those are my, what I did in 2021.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah. I can only speak to what I can speak to. You know, meditation and how you feel about your appearance is your own thing. What I will say, one, that I can speak on the more connected, better friend part, but also as far as the feeling about yourself, I was going to ask you about your regimen and like how'd you pick that up, how'd you really like focused and honed in on that. I think I say this often, like if there's something that you don't like or don't particularly care for within yourself, then fix it and put the energy and effort into fixing it and working on it. And so I'm actually glad to hear that you have done that. As far as, yeah, the more connected, better friend, absolutely. And I think I'm speaking for myself, but I'm speaking from a 7th month pregnant woman. Support is very much needed from everybody. And so I can definitely give you your flowers for that one because, yeah, you've been there. You've been there physically. You've been there emotionally, mentally, you know, throughout this very, very crazy roller coaster. And we're not done yet, sis. We're at the end. We're at the home stretch. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have been really intentional about that, especially with all that you have going on. And planning a wedding and all of those changes that come with that and marriage and all that great stuff. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you, sis. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Wow. I feel like we went in depth on that one. I feel like the first episode, when we did it in 2019, when I look at the time, I think it was like maybe like 30 something minutes. Like for the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's 30 like
an hour.
Oh,
and we already. But that just shows our growth. And I think what we didn't do that year was reflect on the previous year because we didn't have that. Like, but anyway, yeah. Thank you. Well, it sounds like a good year. It sounds like some reflection. I'm curious with everything that we've kind of already covered with your announcement with. The reflection that you did on your goals. I'm curious to know like the biggest lessons that you feel like you've learned this year.
Oh.
Or takeaways.
Takeaways or lessons. I think I may have said this last year. I don't remember. But an ongoing thing that I keep like revisiting for myself is just, I think my support system, like it's unmatched. It really is. And you don't really understand the importance of it until you are going through certain things or, you know, life-changing moments and things like that. And it's grown, you know, I have my core, obviously, but it has definitely grown in my inner circle, but also I want to acknowledge the other side of it because I know this is some people's reality as well. When you go through these things, you also realize like people who aren't necessarily there in the capacity that you want them to be, and you can't really force it or, you know, get upset or anything like that. You really just have to be, I mean, you acknowledge it and you note it, but you also just have to be really grateful for the people that you do have in your corner. And I know my people have been getting it. I don't know how about you, but as far as my family and my boyfriend go, they have been getting it. Like as far as
same raising my hand
as far as, you know, emotions and all those things during pregnancy, but I am truly grateful for everybody in my life in this time. And so I think that's one of my biggest things is just being thankful for my support system, letting them know that I'm thankful for them, just being surrounded by love, but also And I think this, I don't know about a lesson or a takeaway, but earlier when I was reflecting and trying to come up with goals for next year, lessons, things like that, it was something in my head that I felt that I needed to share, as far as like, there's no complete stop. And we kind of touched on this briefly earlier, because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm like freaking out because there are just things here physically out of space in my home. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't do this by this time. Or, oh, I don't know exactly what it is that I want to accomplish. And putting it in words and specific goals for next year. But I just know I want to continue what I've started. I know I want to continue, you know, just being better every day. Like I said, I think starting the year with a new job is very pivotal. I think, you know, my family is going to look totally different. and so preparing for that, I think, is a lot within itself. And, you know, wrapping my head around that, just continuing to be the same support that I'm receiving from my support system, you know, just being a better me. And I think that it's gradually something that I've achieved, but also I'm not done. Like, I just, it's something that's going to continue to happen, as well as with the finances. Like I said, touched on it, didn't complete anything this year. Well, a few things, but it's an ongoing process. So yeah, I guess if that kind of answered your question, because I was not prepared for that one.
Why you weren't prepared for that one?
Because I didn't have anything to say.
I was going to say something else. I mean, I'm not prepared for it either. I'm over here trying to figure out what I'm going to say.
Off the dome.
Okay, off the dome. No, I think that's cool, though. I think, oh, what did you just say? Something that I was going to, oh, I lost it. You threw me off. But yeah, that was dope, sis. I think that's dope, in reflecting. It'll hit me back later. You just said something. What's the last thing you said?
Girl, I have pregnancy brain.
Oh, I have no idea. About I haven't begun it.
You have no idea.
I don't think I've been getting emotions, but the pregnancy brain, I've been
I don't know what to tell you.
But I guess I have it too, because I cannot remember what you said completely. I remember the gist of it, but I think that's beautiful. In just thinking about like learning those things. I'm nervous. Anyway, because I'm blanking on it. I'm trying to be more intentional in listening, as I talked to you about earlier, and not responding as much. But sometimes, like, my responses are
You're ready to respond. Just write it down.
Okay, yeah. I can't. Okay, that's a lot of multitasking.
Okay, well, what are your lessons? Let's start there. Takeaways.
Oh, I remember what it was, but we can go back to it. My takeaways, it's a little bit complex. It's not super clear cut. But generally, I will say that my...
I'm so sorry. Something flew in here. And I don't know.
Like, I was trying to just focus on what I was doing.
I know. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. What were we talking about? Lessons?
Lessons and takeaways.
Lessons and takeaways. Okay. So I will say, for starters, my lesson. So I have been working on allowing myself to feel everything that I feel. And I feel like that's been a lesson that I've been learning for the last time. For the last like few years, as I'm prepping, like, engagement is a very happy, joyous, exciting season. But I will be remiss if I will say that it didn't come with feelings of like anxiousness, feelings of fear, feelings of a certain level of like saying goodbye, not completely. I think I'm coming to terms with that, but it's a transition, right? My life is not going to look exactly the way it has looked. We talk about this all the time, especially as we both are navigating these huge life transitions, but giving myself the space and the permission to just feel all of the things at once has been a lesson that I think hopefully, I feel like will carry me through as I get ready for marriage, as I get ready for this next chapter. But allowing myself to just feel those things has been something I feel like I've been working on since a long time, like a long time. But that is a lesson. I think another lesson, and this has been, I feel like I was going to bring this up later too, but as I watched Insecure, and as I watched, by the way, I've watched that finale 2-3 times. I'll probably end up watching it like another 2 times. It's just so good to me. But anyway, sorry. As I watched that finale, as I reflected on the other episodes, something that I've really taken away from not only Insecure, but even in friendship, specifically our friendship, is just knowing like things are going to happen, right? Like our lives are going to change. Life is going to move. But being that intentional, you know, being intentional in whatever way you know how to be, in the best way that you can be, is super valuable. And that friendships, I think we put a lot of emphasis in our culture on romantic relationships, on our soulmate and love and all that stuff. But for me, I will say friendships have been just as valuable, right? They've been there. They've stood the test of time. And so really just showing or feeling gratitude as I end the year for friendships, specifically as it relates for me, as I even go into this next journey, how important friendships have been and what they also, how important they will be in the future for me too. Those are the two like biggest lessons that I've learned. I'm sure there are others, but those are the two that are like really present on my mind as we get ready to end the year.
Yeah, girl. Because I'm so sharp, I remember your first thing.
You did not have to do that.
You said, you mentioned feeling the feelings. And yeah, it's funny that you said that you've been working on that for a while because you got me into that same mindset, I guess like a year or so ago. Just sit in it. You know, just allow yourself to feel whatever it is. And it's been very helpful, I think, in any situation, specifically in relationships and things like that. But yeah, that's a great point. And then I forgot what you just said.
Our friendship.
Oh, friendships.
How important yes. It is to me, our friendship. Let me stop playing.
Yes. We touched on that in our time, in our own time, as far as that Insecure, that whole thing, how it tied it all together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, people, you're right. People don't put an emphasis on them because they just think, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like people think friends are indispensable. But yeah. they don't always think that romantic relationships are, mm-hmm. and that's something that's strange to me. But I will say that I am very thankful for ours, very thankful for the opposites of that. And then just as you grow, like, not only life changes is a big one, but as you grow as a person and as an individual, you're able to grow with your friend, and you're able mm-hmm. to be supportive in different life events and different changes and kind of work through them in a way, keeping your friendship important and secure and stable and things like that. And so I think that's pretty important. That's pretty much all I got. We've talked about it before. Being intentional, like you said, which I think is easier said than done. I think we've done a pretty good job of it. We mentioned last year sometime that we have our day. Mm-hmm. And so we make sure we make time for that. And, you know, just making sure that we're checking in and just being, because, you know, realistically, you're not going to get everything from one person in your life, right? And so
there are different people that you pull from and you get certain things from, and it's okay. It's okay to not get everything. And that's another thing people don't realize. They think that, you know, whoever they're in a relationship with is who is supposed to be their all and their everything, and they can, you know, get every single thing that they need from that person. That's not always true. But it's supposed to, like, you're made up of so many different people and so many different influences, for a reason. It makes you whole. It makes you dynamic. And so I think that realizing that and being able to pull from the different important people in your life is great.
Yeah, that's real. You said a word when you said, specifically when you talk about romantic partner being everything, or even anybody. Like, it's just a lot to ask of somebody. Can you be my best friend? Can you be my husband? Can you be my psychiatrist? Can you be my, like, all of those things? That's a lot. Can you make me laugh? Can you go here with me? Can you know what I'm saying? And some people have that. At least it presents that way. I'm not sure, completely sure. But I have found in my life that it is, like, yes, I think you can do a lot of things with one person, but I also think it's cool to have somebody like, yeah, this is my best friend, right? In a completely platonic way, right? You may be my best friend who is also my romantic partner, but I also have a best friend. It's platonic. It's just, you know, out of what experiences that we've dealt with, just different. Because I think a friendship, in my opinion, a friendship, regardless of what people be saying, once it gets romantic, in my opinion, is a different level of friendship. While it can still be rooted in that, I think it's different. And so I think kind of with just along the theme of, like, I don't know, that's kind of been my thing this year, like allowing things to just all be one at one time, like just allowing it all to be. Like, you can have two best friends. You can have your partner as your best friend and your best friend, best friend. You can have, you know, your, I don't know, I'm about to go on a whole thing, but I felt that, sis, is what I, that was my long way of saying that I
felt. Got it.
But, okay, cool. Do I want to do this? I'm going to follow you. Do I want to do this? Say yes or no. Sure. Say yes or no. I want to briefly, not a whole lot, we've kind of talked and touched about it, but I want to share with the people, or even just, I think, just expressing out loud how we have both, through the changes that we have, how we have navigated our friendship. Like, what are some things that you feel like we have done? Or I guess you have done, I don't know.
Not you putting our business out there.
Is it our business?
Go ahead, girl.
I feel like it's a part of the show.
Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
No, go. You go.
No, bro. This is your idea.
Goodness. I will say, I'm gonna speak. No, I don't know how I want to speak. I'll speak generally. So, sorry. I'm all over the place. I will say one thing that I think we have done. So I think we have been consistent. Our day, so if nobody knows, our day is Monday. If you try to talk to me on Monday, I'll probably text you, but I'm probably talking to Bree, because that is our day. It's been our day. I think we're going on like 2 or 3 years, pretty consistent. But I think through everything that we have in general with, you know, our day, by the way, is when we talk on the phone. So Bree and I have been friends, you said 12 years earlier. I don't really know. It's been a long time. High school. And we graduated. This year will be 10 years graduating from high school. So, yeah, you're right. 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay.
But anyway, so that long, right? And so we have been through a lot of different, like, peaks, valleys, all that type of stuff. Talking, I think there was a moment in our lives where we were talking every single day, even, like, as we were young adults. And as we've grown up, that has changed because we have other things going on. But we have a day that we talk on Mondays. But I think what we have done specifically as it relates to the big changes this year is just been able to adapt. Just been able, I think, to give each other grace when needed. You know, sometimes we can't make the Monday call, but can you do it on Tuesday, sis? Sometimes I can't do Monday at 4, but can you do Monday during your lunch break, right? Sometimes I just can't do this week. Let's text, or I'm not feeling it. You know, like, just giving the room and not taking it personal. I feel like we've both done a good job at that and just kind of letting it be what it is. I, at this moment in my life, am in a lot of wedding Facebook groups, and I'm just always surprised that, like, how many people, like, at the first sign of, like, a friend being different is like, let her go, cut her off, blah, 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 snip, snip. And to me, it's just like, but like, did you talk to her? Does she have something going on? Did you ask her? You know what I'm saying? To me, it's just, I don't know. I see that. I actually responded to a message today. It's just crazy to me. And so in general, I think we have done a good job with talking to each other, asking each other like, hey, bro, am I being there for you in the way that you need me to be? You asking me, hey, am I being there in the way you need me to be? And that being a part of our Monday conversations, that being a part of our friendship, because we don't know. Like, I can assume Bree wants me to be there for her, but I've never been pregnant once. I don't know what the fuck a pregnant woman needs. So asking you, I feel like it's helpful. You asking me, right, that is helpful. And the foundation, I think we've been really intentional about that. So that's my take. What's your take? Or if you have anything that you want to add?
Well, I mean, you basically said it all, but I'll just add to it. Yeah, for sure. I think that being completely open and honest and candid, that if we weren't going through life changes, now granted, very different, but if we weren't in the position where we are in, if we weren't busy with our careers, if we weren't going through life changes and in relationships and things like that, it would be difficult, more difficult.
If we weren't
at the same time.
At the same time. Okay, got you.
Yeah, like if one of us just was, you know, I don't know, maybe not in our career or maybe not in a relationship, I think it could be different. Not impossible, but I think it could be different and more difficult to navigate. It's easier, at least for me, because I'm never, first of all, I don't make assumptions when it comes to, you know, anything. But second of all, I think that I understand it better coming from a different side. Even though, like I said, very different life changes. I understand, like, if you need to change our day, stuff happens. Because it happens in my own life, you know what I'm saying? I think that something that's important for me is being vocal about, like, if you say, hey, you need to change our day, and I'm like, no, I need to talk to you now. Obviously, you know, that's an exception, or, you know, we usually work those things out. Or if I just need to text you, I think we've stressed, I don't know if this is this year or last year, the importance of needing to talk or needing to, you know, communicate on a day where it's not necessarily Monday, but I still have the free, you know, still have the freedom to just reach out, call, text, whatever you need to do. Because it's not, we're not limited to Mondays. It's just a day that we have picked that works for both of our schedules, that we're making sure we're intentional, we're making sure that we're checking in. And usually it's just where the previous week has gone by and we're just recapping on a bunch of stuff, and we just kind of, it just works out for Monday. But making sure, just remembering that, yeah, you know, that's my friend, I can call her whenever I need to call her. But like I said, it's easier for me to understand, like, oh, if things pop up or if you have something going on, I'm not monopolizing your time in a way that I'm thinking that you just have nothing else to do but to talk to me all day. Excuse me, because I don't have time to talk to you all day. And so that's why I said it's easier to understand, because of the spaces that we are in. And I think just being really a good support for each other as we're going through those things, but understanding that they're different, right? Like you said, you've never been pregnant before. So you don't know what I necessarily need from you. That's my opportunity to vocalize it. That's my opportunity to communicate. And I think that that's something we see in relationships. We don't pay attention to it in friendships because we just expect for our friend to just be there, because I think it's just painted so crazy on social media, but that's just another rant about how our friends are just supposed to be ride or die, they're supposed to be available to us and supportive and da da da, but you don't stop to think like, okay, well, is my friend okay? What is my friend going through? Are they in a space to be able to be there for me the way I need them to be? And my friend's not a mind reader. You know what I'm saying? Let me communicate what it is I need from them because they are human and they have their own lives and they have their own things to worry about and things going on. I've never been engaged before, so I don't know what that looks like. And so another side to that is just you being able to say, hey, this is that, and me being able to support you in the way that I can. And so I think that that's the big gist of it. I think we've done a great job in checking in and being there for each other, how we need to be. I pray that that continues. I pray that we continue to grow together. And really just, I know that we've reached different levels in our friendship over the years. I mean, because 12 years, you think about high school, us, and now us is just
totally girl.
And we've been through different things and we've grown in different ways. And so something I definitely value, something I definitely appreciate, and can't wait to continue as we embark on other changes and new things and a new year. And very, very, very optimistic, very, very excited about all that is to come, my little Molly, and the wedding and all those things. Yeah, that's what I got to say about that.
Oh, that was so sweet.
I know.
I literally was thinking about you during the scene of Molly and Issa. I've told you this already, but I wanted to let the people know that too.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I, yeah, I had a moment. I was like, oh, babe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I agree. I think when you said, like, because I've been thinking about this too, like, different life changes, because they are different, right? I think while they are big life changes, a baby is different than engagement, right? It's different than marriage. While they, you know, they're different. And I think I agree. Like, I think because for me, as I've been able to know, like, yeah, my life is changing, right? And so understanding my friend has a whole human inside of her freaking body shifting things around, right? And so if I, you know, being engaged and getting ready to be married, am experiencing all of these changes psychologically, mentally, spiritually, all that, I can also imagine, right, bringing a whole new human in the mix of that, in the mix of all of that too. And I think I'm not saying that I wouldn't be empathetic or I wouldn't be intentional, but I think the way or the level that I would be able to relate to it as just like a mirror from 2-3 years ago, it would look a little different because I would probably try, but I wouldn't be able to. But because my life is shifting in a certain way, while we're shifting differently, I can understand the way your life is shifting. I can resonate and relate to it. And so while it sounded crazy, I think at the beginning when we both realized like, wow, girl, we're both doing these big things at the same time. It's also for me been a blessing because I think we've been able to connect on a level that is deeper, that is in mature and involved in a way that, not saying it wouldn't have, but I'm just grateful that it played out. Yeah. And then I like the idea of when you talk about, like, I heard you say, like, this idea of people not being able to read your mind, this idea of teaching people how to love you. You mentioned it in the context of friendships, but I think it's that way in relationships too. We think like there's just this magical person, this soulmate that's just gonna know everything and know how to deal with me and know all of the things. But I think you have to teach people, and it's not always bad if somebody doesn't know how to love you, right? If somebody doesn't know how to be there for you, tell them, right? Or even maybe if you're on the other side of that and you don't know how to love this person, ask them, how can I love you, right? Because that's what you're asking when you're saying, how can I support you? How can I show up for you? You're saying, how can I love you? What feels like love to you right now? And so that was like something that, those two things kind of popped up for me, and also the idea of that the world is just not revolved around me. So while I am going through this life change, you got a whole thing going on. And so figuring out, giving each other, I think I said this earlier, but giving each other the space for that. So yeah, girl, we got deep on this little episode. We're getting a little philosophical today.
Girl, please.
But, so we've kind of recapped. So we have recapped we've announced two big announcements that are happening that's kind of been the framework for this episode. we've talked and reflected on what we said we was going to do, what we actually did in 21, the biggest lessons, how we have been there, you know, for each other through this time. What you trying to do in 2022, sis? What you trying to do? I'm curious. What are your 2022 goals?
Let me tell you something. As I said earlier, not prepared. I have things that I want to accomplish. But when I think of goals, I think SMART goals, which mm-hmm. I don't know what those are. And it's like super specific. And so I don't think I have any of those, which I'm kind of okay with. But I will point out some things that I do want to have on the forefront of my mind. Earlier I mentioned finances. I want that to be a recurring thing, maybe even into next year's goals. Because I think that it's going to take me a minute to get where I need to get. Not just to like a stopping point, but like the mindset of being intentional with my finances. And so that's why I said it's kind of broad, but it allows me room to not feel like at the end of the year I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? So last year it was debt-free-ish. This year it's maintaining and going a step above. So yes, there are some things that I want to still pay off and get together. But also just continue to have the mindset of being smart with my money, budgeting, especially now with homeboy on the way.
Not homeboy. So, not my little bear.
So yeah, making sure that I am really, because that's a big thing for me, and I don't want to go on a rant, but like things that we just weren't necessarily taught because we couldn't be taught, or because maybe our parents didn't know, or because nobody taught them, but about like the importance of setting yourself up for the future financially, which is of course what I want to do for my baby, but without going on a rant, finances. I do want to get back in the habit of self-care, specifically after I have my baby. Because I know, just from a bunch of articles and podcasts and things I've been hearing, it's easy to kind of just lose yourself in your child, in your relationship, all those things. And so I want to make sure that I am sprinkling in moments for myself. And I don't really know 100% what that looks like. I just know I have the support system to be able to do it, which, like I said, I'm grateful for. And I just want to make sure that, because I know that this year kind of fell off, like I said. Once you get in that happy way and you start getting in, oh, let's go here to eat, let's go there to eat, and you just kind of, all your goals and all your plans just go out the window. I'm not going to say nothing about working out, because this is going on the third year that y'all have talked to me. Y'all know that I don't work out. But I have new pots and pans.
Okay. Period. You got that baby, for Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
My baby ain't about to be saying that mama don't cook, so... that's definitely something that I want to focus on. One more thing, and then I know you said something earlier that might be one of your goals that I'm gonna pick it back off of. But my last thing is setting boundaries. I know that it's difficult to do. Speaking specifically from the perspective of a Black woman, and with your family, and not necessarily with my friends. I think you understand boundaries because you have them. But people who don't have them don't necessarily always understand them. They see it as, I'm serious. They see it as like, oh, you acting different, or oh, you too good, or you this, or you that. And it's like, why would I want to take some time for myself, set a certain boundary for myself, for my family, for whatever I got going on over here? It's like,
it's offensive to you. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I really want people to get out of that mindset, because it's almost like you're not allowing me to do anything or have any control over my own life, because as soon as I do, then it's offensive. So I just want to be better about that, and just not, I guess, not let it bother me as much, as I've done a pretty good job of setting them. It's just the follow through, and making decisions and kind of standing on them. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty broad. I think this has been a wonderful year. It's like to the point that I can't think of anything that was too daunting. But I know that I want just to experience more next year. I mean, that's with the job, but that's with relationships, friendships, you know, being the best mom I could be, all those things. I just want more of it in
2022. We love that.
Girl, shut
I
up.
Really like how a lot of you were like centered on bear.
See, I told you.
I was centered. Sorry. Centered on your baby. I do appreciate that. So yeah, not gonna go into. Yeah, we'll talk later. But sorry, y'all. I keep dropping this thing. But I love that. We love that. I like that, and I really appreciated your piece on the boundaries, because absolutely, 100%.
Yes, ma'am. Now go ahead and say yours so I can piggyback, because I know it was something you said, but I can't remember.
Girl, I barely know. I'm really kind of just, I have goals. I have goals that I normally write down, and then I have goals that I share on the podcast.
Okay.
It's like two different things, because anyway. So my goals for this year, I think the big one for me, honestly, is doing the deed and getting married. If I'm honest, doing the D, that's a goal. With that goal, why I say it like that is because I think there are a couple of things for me in my personal life that do kind of lead me there, or that I want to be in by the time that point comes. For example, finances. At that moment, you know, we are uniting in whatever way, you know, we decide to, and so there's a certain part of me that I want to be able to bring in. That is, what's the word? I don't know. I just want to be in a certain place so that when I merge it with somebody, and I'm grateful for the journey that I've been on, a lot of that has been attributed or credited, I would say, to my fiance and conversations that we've had. But being able to do that, and so with that, my goal to put a number on it, I want to, in total, pay down a total $46,000 of my debt, and I'm really confident in my ability to be able to do that. But that, I think, is going to set me up in a good place as we get ready to come one and do the deed. And so that's a financial goal that I have. Similar to you when it comes to self-care, I have also heard when it comes to, really more so I hear it with children, but I have also heard it in the context of marriage as well, especially like younger, like a lot of people that I know that have gotten married recently, this concept of losing yourself to your partner and the importance of keeping your identity, keeping your individualism. And so for me, making that a priority, so finding a new hobby is something that I'm currently on the hunt to do, to kind of be able to invest time, as well as just doing all the stuff that I feel like I've been doing, because I feel like it lays a good foundation. But making sure that I'm intentional about just self-care in general and about who I am as an individual as I'm getting ready to like join my life and share my life with this person. So that's important to me. What other goals do I want to share with y'all? I think that's kind of the thing. Those are the biggest things in my household. So as we are currently in the process of merging households, and even more so, I think once we get and do the deed, I keep saying do the deed. It's just funny.
Yeah, just stop it.
When we get married, it'll be that too. But just getting things in my house, like taking out some things for me, like that are just solely like changing my apartment from a bachelorette pad to like a family home is the shortest way that I can feel like I could say that.
It's a bachelorette pad.
Because I, listen, it's a bachelorette pad in here, honey, and I love it and I'm here for it. But also allowing the space for it to be a home and that he's able to feel comfortable since it is, we are integrating my space currently. So those are the biggest goals. I have others that I know and they're for me to know. But I will say one thing too, a theme that I want to bring into 2022 is celebration. My anxiety does not always allow me to celebrate moments, especially before they happen. And so being able to just celebrate, right? And if whatever that means, whatever things I have going on, celebrate the fact that I'm getting ready to be an auntie, right, to my little bear. Celebrate the fact that I'm getting ready to be a wife. Celebrate the fact that I am going to be progressing in my career. Like celebrating all of those things and not letting anxiety or fear or like this like superstition or don't jinx it, like getting that all out of the way and just allowing myself to celebrate freely before things happen, when things happen, after they happen. Just celebrate and celebrate fully. There's a lot in 2020, and it almost makes me nervous. That's why it's a priority. Anytime there's a year when I'm expecting a lot of good, it's like I'm waiting for that shoe to drop. I'm waiting for like, okay, all this good is supposed to be happening. What foolishness is going to happen this year? But for me, prioritizing, okay, if foolishness does happen, what can you say at the end of the year that you celebrate it, right? What is that celebration? And so everything this year, we celebrating, okay? We going up. It's going to be a big to-do, and allowing myself to do that is something that I think is important for me in my journey, not even just like on the physical journey of being a wife, but just my journey as a person too. So those are my goals for 2022.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want to touch really quick, really quickly on how you just said you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. I think that, I don't know why, but I think that's something that should be noted, because I felt that way. Literally said it to my therapist like, what was that, 2 months ago. It just in regards to, I think that's a thing for like a lot of people, and they don't really say it because it almost sounds like self-sabotage, which it kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
But just acknowledging like, okay, you know, it's okay to have the things that you deserve. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to have the things that you've asked for, that you prayed for, that you wanted, that you worked for. You know what I'm saying? And just being able to be in those moments, like you said, celebrate or just be thankful and not have that mentality. Because if you do, it can be self-sabotaging, but it could really mess up or what's the word I'm looking for? It can really put, I think, a stunt on your growth, and it could put a stunt on whatever situation that you are waiting for the shoe to drop. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of put that out there since you said it.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. Like really. I also have being like therapist had that conversation too, and something that she said. You said it. You just said it. With like, you deserve it. Like you just deserve to be happy. Not really because you've done anything, but just because you just do. And so that she said, she mentioned that to me, but then she also mentioned when we are having those like negative thoughts, you know, when like thinking about the shoe to drop or thinking even sometimes for me, imposter syndrome comes up all the time of like, am I deserving, right? Of this thing. Instead of thinking that, thinking of gratitude, and you just mentioned that too, just being thankful. Instead of worrying about should you deserve it, just be thankful that you got it. Like, just be thankful that it's here. Be thankful that it is something that you can even celebrate. So I needed to hear that, though, because she did say that, but my brain is over here doing what she wants to do and forgot it. And so you just reminded me of an important thing that she told me.
Yeah. So,
sorry, y'all. It's a lot going on outside my door. As I keep getting distracted. But yeah, man, this episode is long. It's our longest New Year's episode that we've ever did. But I feel like it was so worth it. I just love doing this, friend. We got to keep it going. I'm not going to do what I did for your birthday.
I'm not sure what you did for my birthday.
how you started the episode, the thing that you brought back at the beginning of the episode, the tradition that we used to have for your birthday?
Oh.
For our birthdays, rather.
You mean you forgot to call me at midnight like we've been doing for our whole friendship?
Yeah. I didn't really forget. It just time had just escaped me. And then I remember, but when I remember, it was just like 10 minutes after 12.
You forgot, and now it's fine because I'm asleep by 12 anyway.
So. I was going to say, girl, I can't do it tonight. I don't know how midnight. Happy New Year.
Right. I'll see y'all next year.
I'll see y'all in January, but... how did we get there? What did I just say?
You said you're not, this is tradition, we should keep up.
Oh yeah, we should keep it up. I appreciate this. I like that it forces me to reflect, even when I don't really be feeling like it, but it forces me to at least sit down and think about the year to prepare to talk about it. And just doing it with my best friend is so fun because I know all of the things and I feel like you know all of the things we'd be talking about, but it's just cool to like put it in a bow.
Yeah.
And package it up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So that's it. Is that how we're wrapping up? How are we wrapping up?
Yes, I do want to do a shameless plug real quick. So for those of you that listen to the live podcast, I have mentioned in this episode a little bit. Well, I have announced in this episode that I am preparing for marriage. I am going to be doing a... like whole series on what the process has been, not only preparing for marriage, but also just really more so, I would say, like preparing for the wedding, because I feel like there's not a lot of content out there, especially for Black folk. So stick around, stay tuned. It's coming. I'll give you the deets on the proposal. I'll give you the deets on just like this process. So just stay tuned in the light. I know I don't be consistent, but that will be something I'll be consistent about. So a little something I'm working on.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop.
Anything you'd like to say to the people?
My baby's moving.
Oh, hey, little bear.
I think he hears your loud voice.
Is he kicking?
He's not kicking. He's moving.
He's almost like my voice.
Repositioning.
He said, what auntie talking about? What y'all doing?
All right, like what? This is a long conversation.
It is a long conversation. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up right here. We wish you nothing but love, peace, happiness, and soul.
Are you going to say it?
I said it.
You didn't say it right.
Okay. I say soul, you say soul.
All right.
Let's try it again. We wish you nothing but love, peace, happiness, and soul.
No, it's not going to work.
We wish you love, peace,
The moment has passed.
We wish y'all nothing but the best as we go into 2022, okay? Shout out to Insecure. Amazing finale. Amazing show. End of an era. We love it. We out of here. Happy New Year, y'all. We will see you next time right here on the Light Podcast. Thank you, Bree, for coming once again.
Good night.